The following is a little broadcast organized by the Unknown Sound Collective. It is intended as a radio archive of experimental artists' interior worlds, these that are externalized through their work and interchanged through artists' communities. This is a contemporary archive of experimental art making in communities around the world. And the social change this may or may not represent. In short, it is intended mostly as a look into these small worlds, with the idea of generating more thought, and how art can engender hope. Each section here is meant as a studio visit, but also a glimpse into the doings of a wider community.
The sounds that we are hearing were recorded in early May on the island of Baldumdore, which is in the Korean West Sea and is in the north-south border area under the control of South Korea. Baldumdore is relatively small and is situated within the tidal mudflats, which Koreans call Gyeongbol. These tidal mudflats are an important habitat for many creatures, including birds such as the godwit and curlew that travel the East Asian Australasian flyway from as far away as Australia and New Zealand. The mudflats extend for a long way, up to 4 kilometres or something, at low tide and are huge, flat, uninterrupted expanses of ancient mud, across which sound travels well. The curlew and other bird life there have strong voices to carry the distance. However, the acoustic features of the space also makes the mudflat vulnerable to man-made noise from the sea, from the land, and from the air. Such was my experience. Boredom Dole seems like a complex landscape. It's a military base. It is part of the inter-Korean border area. It is a tourism location. It's a migratory and local bird habitat. It's a rice farming area. Shellfish and fishing industry operations go on there. But the only school has closed down because it's also a place where the human population is in sharp decline and people are drifting away to live in the city. Which makes Boredom Dole sound much better.